A lot of people have been impacted by the life of Billy Graham, and today we'll hear a few of them share their stories.
There's an anointing on him unlike anyone that I have ever experienced. It was an awesome thing to be there and to sing some, of course, and then of course George Beverly Shea comes out and sings, and then I kind of wanted to walk off the platform when he comes out with that huge voice.
Make the connection.
When you think of people of great influence, certainly you may think of people like Bill Gates, Thomas Jefferson, Mother Teresa, and our current president, Barack Obama, who has had a definite impact on our nation. However, tops among the list of the world's most influential people would have to be Billy Graham. He has shared the gospel with more people around the world than anyone in history. He has counseled presidents and neighbors. He has set the standard for integrity and honesty in the ministry, and he will leave a lasting legacy that will still impact lives long after he's gone. Well, today in The Connection, Skip Heitzig hosts a special time of reflection on the life of this remarkable man as we air part two of this radio special entitled Just As He Is. Before we begin, though, here's a little something to help bring a bit more of God's influence into your life next year.
Here are some fast facts about how we spend our days. Studies show we spend an average of 7.6 hours sleeping, 8.8 hours at work, 2.6 hours in leisure activities, 1 hour on the house, and then family, food, and driving around. I think we all need more sleep, but where does God fit into that schedule? More importantly, where can we find the time to read through God's Word, all of God's Word, in such a busy day? Well, with the Daily God Book, Skip Heitzig provides you with a simple, efficient system for getting through the entire Bible in just 1 year. You'll touch on highlights and important themes from every book of the Bible as you go from Genesis to Revelation in 365 days of devotions from Skip Heitzig. Get your copy of the Daily God Book for just $15 when you call 1-800-922-1888 or when you visit connectionradio.org.
And that's just one of many outstanding resources that you can look into and order anytime at connectionradio.org, where you can also listen to the full 2 hours of this Billy Graham special tribute that we are presenting again today right here on The Connection.
And make the connection.
We begin today with the second of 4 parts of this Connection Radio special, honoring the life and ministry of Billy Graham, with some thoughts from his grandson, Will, also in the ministry.
Will Graham, like his father and grandfather, is conducting large evangelistic events. But unlike Franklin and Billy, Will also spent time as a pastor of a local church. He tells what his grandfather told him he wishes he had done more of in life.
My granddaddy would go into my grandmother's room and they would hold hands, even though my grandmother was bedridden, and they would sit there and they would pray together. And they would pray for, an hour at a time. They would just sit there and they would pray for their children, their grandchildren. They would have to pray for their great-grandchildren by a big blanket prayer because they couldn't remember all their names. But he would pray for his children and grandchildren by name. They would sit there and pray for us. And I see that, and then I realize, man, look at all the times I don't pray in my life. I don't read enough in my life. And so that's why it feels at times it's a burden, because I realize the warning my granddaddy gave me, sometimes I don't heed to it, and I need to. And I see the shortcomings in my own life. And my granddaddy said, and I think of all the things that he accomplished, all the great meetings he accomplished, and he says, Will, I could have done so much more if I spent more time on my knees. And boy, it's convicting. That's what it really is to me. And so when it's a conviction, it sets hard for a grandson to hear his grandfather talk like that.
An A-list of gospel singers have performed at the Graham Crusades, including Johnny Cash, Amy Grant, and Randy Travis.
I had the opportunity to work one time on the platform with Billy Graham, and it was an awesome thing to be there and to sing some, of course, and then of course George Beverly Shea comes out and sings, and then I kind of wanted to walk off the platform when he comes out with that huge voice, but to sit there and hear. And Billy, who was obviously getting on in years, but to walk out. And I'm going to say never raise his voice any louder than I'm speaking now. To do, I don't know, maybe about 40 minutes or something like that of a sermon. And then, I mean, that to me was just so enjoyable to sit there, hear him, this man with so much Bible knowledge, such an incredibly wonderful way of teaching that to people. And then to do an altar call and watch about half a football stadium come down in the rain. It was just, it's an amazing thing to watch that. I am so happy that I had that opportunity to be in the presence of the man. Again, there's an anointing on him unlike anyone that I have ever experienced, and I've been around a lot of people within the area of Bible teaching and or music, and Billy Graham's special, he really, really is. As the guys were playing the intro, Two, Three Wooden Crosses, to hear that response from that audience both times, it was pretty wonderful. It was pretty wonderful. It was one of those times that sort of gives, you know, just sort of gives me cold chills, as some people say. It was an interesting feeling to hear that response in front of that audience working with these two men.
A farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign. 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's a story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of highway.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to take my place on the cross. I must bow in front of that cross and say, especially on Thanksgiving Day, thank you, Lord.
Just As He Is, a radio tribute to Billy Graham. Here's Skip Heitzig.
The course of Billy Graham's life would not be dictated by either his education nor his family, but by a unique and powerful call to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Time magazine observed that Billy prowled the stage like a lynx, restless and determined to tell every living soul that Jesus Christ had died for their sins on a cross.
Billy Graham has visited with and prayed with every occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania since Dwight Eisenhower, earning him the unofficial title of the nation's pastor, as we hear from Michael Reagan.
Well, Billy Graham, I think, has meant so much to the Reagan family, to my father personally, not only as governor, not only as an actor, but certainly as president of the United States, knowing that there was someone out there he could call on when he needed to call on someone for prayer, for guidance, you know, whatever, in fact, it might be. The commonality between my father and Billy Graham is the fact that, you know, you could trust them. You could say things to them, and they could say things to you, and you could trust that that's exactly where it would stay. It would be with them. It wouldn't be going out over the news wires, and it would just be between you and both of them. And both of them made you feel at that moment in time that you were the most important person in their lives. And I think that's what helped make both of them great.
Famous personalities and their testimonies quickly became a signature of Graham Crusades, including actors and athletes like Dave Dravecki and Kurt Warner.
You know, I think Billy has been one of those guys that have been able to take Christianity and make it transcend across many barriers. And I think that's what's been so amazing about him, is that he's drawn people in from all different backgrounds, all different walks of life. Even though they knew he was going to talk about Jesus, to just come to see him because he was such an icon, and then to be able to share his heart, to be able to share the love of Jesus with people, and being able to cross over, you know, so many stumbling blocks for so many other people, I think has been what's been so amazing about his whole ministry.
When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart.
The singing of George Beverly Shea may be the signature of a crusade, but the Graham team was always willing to be both conservative and aggressive, as Will Graham and Toby Mack tell us.
When my granddaddy first did Christian contemporary music, it was DC Talk back in Cleveland, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was 1994. And my granddaddy got a lot of flack for it because this was not Bev Shea, Cliff Burris type of music, choir music. And a lot of people were complaining. They would make mention it to my grandmother, you know, like, what's wrong with Billy? He's doing all this rock and roll stuff. And my grandmother said, those people like DC Talk, Michael W. Smith, they're just stocking the pond so that Billy can go fishing.
Taking the stage for the first time in Cleveland, I'll never forget that. I'll never forget going out there in a stadium being packed full of people. And, you know, we did a concert the way we do it. We had a great time. You know, he didn't ask us to change who we were, to mold us into, you know, somewhere between DC Talk and our friend Bev Shea. He just said, do the concert.
Is this one for the people? Is this one for the Lord? Or do I simply serenade for things I must afford? You can jumble them together. My conflict still remains. Holiness is calling in the midst of courting fame. Cause I see the trust in their eyes. Though the sky is falling, they need your love in their life. Compromise is calling. What if I stumble? What if I fall? What if I lose my step and I make fools of us all? Will the love continue when my walk becomes a crawl? What if I stumble?
dread, my trespasses will leave a deadly scar.
Do they see the fear in my eyes?
Are they so revealing?
This time I cannot disguise
all the doubt I'm feeling.
What if I still move? What if I fall? What if I lose my step and I make fools of us all? Will the love continue when my walk becomes a crawl? What if I stumble?
Claim to be going to heaven today because I have preached or because I'm a good man. I claim to be going to heaven only on the merit and the ground of Jesus and his death at the cross.
Calvary Chapel pastor Chuck Smith had this to say about the impact of Billy Graham.
Well, of course, coming to know Billy Graham and being considered by Billy Graham as a friend is just more than I could ever have dreamed or hoped. And I do love this man. I think he's probably one of the most humble men that I have come across. In spite of all that God has done through him, he has remained just a very humble man, and I admire him for that. I believe that Billy Graham is a modern-day prophet, that God has used him to speak to the nation about righteousness. Even as Jeremiah called the nation to repent and to turn to God, so God has used Billy Graham in that same ministry to the United States and, of course, to probably the English-speaking world.
Pat Boone's record sales have been in the stratospheric heights of Elvis, Sinatra, and the Beatles. His career has spanned the same decades as Billy Graham's, and he had this observation.
The admiration for Billy is just about unprecedented in the history of mankind. When we've done all these polls over the last decades about the most admired people in the world, quite often the Pope, whichever Pope he may be, will be number one or two, but Billy Graham has always been in the top three and often number one. And I think it goes without any contradiction that even if you include Martin Luther, even if you include John Wesley, whatever great Christian leader and influence of the last 2,000 years, there is not one who can surpass Billy Graham in terms of the personal ministry to millions, the steadfast proclamation of gospel truth in a powerful way, a winning way, in worldwide admiration for the man, even among people who don't agree, who are of other religions, who even have no religion, and even sometimes are, you know, world leaders who are not friends of the United States or of Christianity, but they have to admire Billy's steadfast, honest, upright commitment, not condemning of anybody, but simply reaching as the hand of God, offering love and grace and forgiveness and the promise of eternal life, which nobody else can do. No other religion can promise that. And so I think that even the Apostle Peter and Paul, of course, they wrote parts of the New Testament. So, but since the days of the apostles and that first century, I don't think there's another human being more worthy of our honor and tribute justly than Billy Graham.
As we come to the end of the first hour of Just As He Is, we'll listen to a highlight of a classic Billy Graham crusade. Coming up in hour number two, we'll hear from Michael W. Smith, Ricky Skaggs, Greg Laurie, and a new original song written and performed by Fernando Ortega, especially for this radio tribute to Billy Graham.
It boggles the mind what God has, and yet He knows you and He loves you, and He's interested in you, and He'll go with you from this stadium to lead a whole new life that you never knew existed before. But you've got to be willing to pay the price, and here's the price. It's got to be all-out commitment. Now, when you go all out for Christ, that doesn't mean you become perfect. This is the mistake that many, many Christian young people make. They think that the moment you accept Christ, that you're to be perfect, and everybody around you that has accepted Christ becomes perfect, and they become a little bit critical. The most critical Christians, many times, are the ones that have recently found Christ, because they look at other Christians and believers, and they don't see perfection. You are never going to find a perfect Christian anywhere in the world. We will be perfect someday. That brings us to the big word, sanctification. In a sense, when you come to Jesus Christ, you're sanctified. In another sense, you are progressively being sanctified. In another sense, you will be totally sanctified when you get to heaven. Now, when you come to Christ, you start reading the Bible and you begin to pray. You begin to fellowship with other Christians. And you begin to grow. Now, your growth many times will be so small, and after a while you'll get disgusted with yourself. You'll get discouraged. The first two or three years after I came to Christ, I had some terrible moments of discouragement and despondency. And boy, does the devil like that. The moment you get discouraged, he says, I've got him. That's one of his big instruments, discouragement. If you make a mistake, if you're not all that you want to be immediately, don't get discouraged. And then when you look back 2 years later to that moment, you'll say, well, I actually am growing. You may not see yourself growing every day. It's a gradual growth. And then there'll be experiences. God will give you experiences. There will be an experience of a dedication of a new area of your life. And then again, there'll be another experience, and another area of your life is given to God. And God will point to something else and say, Billy, I want that. And I surrender that. It may be through a moment of emotion. I don't want to give it up, but God says you've got to give it up. You've got to love that person that you're having a war with. It's hard. But God says, I want you to. And with God and God alone. I remember when I was in Bible school down in Florida, I had a little place that nobody knew about. And I'd go there all alone, and sometimes I'd spend 2 and 3 and 4 hours. And I'd have it out with the Lord on subject after subject after subject and problem after problem. I'd go in there sometimes and I'd say, Lord, I know that I haven't been saved because I just lost my temper upstairs and told that guy off. Something's wrong. And I would confess it, and the Lord would say, well, you go back and make it right with that person. And then I'd start all over again. But it was a gradual time of growth. Sometimes it'd be rapid growth. Then again, it would slow down. But always growing in the grace and knowledge of Christ. And then someday, with Him, perfection. Because we will be like the Lord Jesus Christ.
Billy Graham here on The Connection. And that classic message wraps up part two of this tribute to Billy Graham, the radio special Just As He Is, hosted by Skip Heitzig. Thanks for joining us. And if you want to listen to the full 2-hour tribute, you'll find it on the Connection website, connectionradio.org. So log on anytime. And while you're there, don't forget that you can also catch up on past teachings and series from Skip Heitzig when you visit our website. We have over 1,200 teachings from Skip archived online, and you can log on and listen to them anytime. So visit connectionradio.org/library to catch up on past messages you've missed from Skip. Or you can also help support this continuing ministry, especially as we get ready for a new year. Find out how you can support The Connection when you visit connectionradio.org or when you call us at 1-800-922-1888.
And make the connection.
Next time, we'll continue with part three of this radio tribute to Billy Graham, just as he is. So join us as we learn more about the background of this fascinating man. Here on The Connection, a presentation of Connection Communications, connecting you to God's never-changing truth in ever-changing times.